Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guests today are the Executive Director of Region 12 Council of Governments, Rick Hunsiger, along with the Housing Programs Coordinator, Carla Janning, now joining us. So thank you very much, you two, for coming back on our program. And Carla, we'll start with you here. I know that there's another program for housing projects here in Jefferson called the Home Occupied Rehabilitation Program. Can you describe what that is for us?
Worked with the city back in 2017 to apply for a grant through the Iowa Economic Development Authority to provide owner-occupied rehabilitation to homes with incomes at 80% of the county median. And we were lucky enough to be awarded $245,000 from the Iowa Economic Development Authority to provide rehabilitation to six different homes. The city's portion of that was only $22,800, so they're getting a fairly large return on their dollar, which is great. Once again, those partnerships can really pay off. The greatest thing about this program is one of the homes was deemed a potentially historical house, and we again applied for additional funds with Iowa Economic Development Authority and were awarded short $30,000 of additional funds to help with the restoration of this historic property, and it looks beautiful. So once again, Jefferson received one of the first pilot programs in the state, and we're very excited about that.
Now, Carla, with these owner-occupied homes, I know that, for instance, Habitat for Humanity does just exterior type of renovations to existing homes. Does this particular program tackle stuff on the interior, or is it just exterior? Can you explain that?
No, we're going to look through the house from top to bottom, and we're going to prioritize the needs of the home, both interior and exterior, with life safety and energy efficiency as our top two items to address. Many times that we might have an elderly client and we might change out that toilet for a handicap. We might change out the bathtub that they can no longer get into for a walk-in shower. We might change that old knob and tube panel to a new breaker box. So we're really able to address the house as a whole and prioritize accordingly with these funds.
And what area of town are all these homes, targeted homes, and how many homes are a part of it?
There are six homes, and it's west of Highway 4, north of Lincoln Way, up to, I think it's the third block up. So we really tried to target an isolated area. Four of these homes are within a one-block area. So the whole goal of the program was to make a neighborhood impact somewhere. This is actually the second time they have went through this program in the last decade. Thankfully, the people in Jefferson really look long range at their housing as a whole, both the old and the new, to keep it in a state that would attract people to move into the community.
And then if one of you could explain a kind of a loan program that Region 12 is involved with, and that is your Housing Trust Fund and how that functions.
We do have the Regional Housing Trust Fund housed here. It's actually a separate organization, but Region 12 administers it. I can talk about that and other housing programs Region 12 has together, because when we work with a client, we try to place them where they can get the most benefit.
Sure.
And so this would be for anywhere in Greene County and actually anywhere that is in the Region 12 region or one of our member cities. We can provide low-interest loans to individuals to help fix up their house, and they can really direct what work they feel they need to have accomplished. So we do a lot of roofs. We may do furnaces. We have done some interior remodeling. We've helped with, even when there are some disaster issues or some emergency issues, we can go in and try to help those individuals. We accept those applications on an ongoing basis. There is a small amount of grant funds that might be available, but those are only to the extremely low-income individuals that might be in our region. So we're talking people that are below 30% of area median income. And so for Greene County, three- or four-person household is going to have to total income be under $26,000 in order to qualify for a grant. And even at that, we have quite a lot of demand. So I don't want to scare anybody away from trying to seek a grant. Very difficult to qualify for that. And even when someone qualifies, we may have a waiting list for those funds. But we can make loans to projects. We try to stick around $10,000 as an amount. and I'm happy to work with anyone that is looking for home improvements. Now, again, those funds, while the grants would be under 30%, we are looking at our regular housing programs are going to help persons of low and moderate income. That's going to be 80% of median income and below.
Okay.
And so for Greene County, for a four-person household, around $55,000 total income.
Hmm.
That and below, we would be able to help with a loan to do home repairs or to even help someone purchase a home for the first time, provide a little bit of down payment assistance if they needed that in order to qualify for a bank loan.
Finally, Carla, I know my math isn't terrific or anything, but by my calculations, just from this year alone, really, you've got six houses that are being rehabbed, four houses that are being newly built and placed here in the city of Jefferson. That's 10 houses total that are just from two different programs that Region 12 helped out with. So to you, Carla, do you think that's significant for a community the size of Jefferson?
I think you're doing your math very well, and I do think it's something that Jefferson should be really proud of. You know, we partnered with them on many of the things that made this possible, and we find it a definite win for the city and the county.
And I don't want it go without mentioning
yep.
that we would not be able to do any of this if it wasn't with, well, I should really say leadership from the city council. It's the mayor, it's your council members, it's your city manager, it's Nick, they've been super to work with, either providing funding for match money for some of the grants we've been able to get or for our new housing construction program. It was donating the lots to the project, some of the sidewalk repair. They've helped us with income surveys. The city has been awesome to work with. Of course, the county, those are our bosses. Greene County is one of the six founders, owners of Region 12, and the County Board of Supervisors has always been very supportive of the work that we have done in housing, and in Greene County in particular. So those elected officials, I don't think always get the credit for doing something. We see what their support has done, and hopefully people in Jefferson and in Greene County, you know, either that hear this news story or may see our sign with a for sale sign in the lot, understand that all of that is done only with the support that we receive from the elected officials in Greene County.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Greene County program. Here to finish our second part of our two-part series from Region 12 Council of Governments is Executive Director Rick Hunsinger, along with Carla Janning. Community State Bank of Peyton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.